What if everything you have deemed as impossible really was possible? What have you known and believed was possible your whole life? You just didn't know how to actualize it. Come and discover a world of infinite possibilities on Outside the Impossible with Venus Castleberg. On this show, we will share pragmatic tools to create the life and living you truly desire. And now, your host, Venus Castleberg.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Happy Monday. I'm here with Cassie Summers and hopefully Sarah very soon. A little bit of technical difficulties going on over here, but welcome, Cassie. I'm so excited to have you back on the show. Yay! And this time, talking about something a little different, but what I think is really cool is, like, you know, you have the I Am, the As If By Magic, and then the I Am Beauty movement. And if anybody out there can actually perceive that the energy is actually very similar. It has it has a lightness to it. It has a thread of possibility through it. So I just wanted to acknowledge that, and I'm super excited today to be talking to you about the I Am Beauty movement that has happened.
Yeah, it's been an incredible journey, that's for sure.
So why don't I want to read this quote that you and Sarah came up with together. I forgot the. What if beauty is nothing you've decided it is? How much of the beauty of you have you been refusing to see because you've bought this reality's barometer of what it is to be considered beautiful? And that quote is just, well, it really embodies everything that you guys stand for. How did the I Am Beauty movement begin?
Oh, that's a great question and a fun story. Hello? Oh, can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can still hear you.
My sound went really funny. Sorry, apologies. So Sarah Grandinetti and I became Access Consciousness Certified Facilitators at the same time. And we were looking at building our business, and we wanted to facilitate foundation classes around the world. And we wondered what would be a fun way to start engaging with people in social media in a different way. And Sarah said to me, do you want to do like a 30-day challenge? And I'm like, oh yeah, that sounds great. And she said, I want to do it on the topic of beauty. And I was like, I don't know anything about beauty. I have a mohawk. Like I'm not doing that beauty thing so good. I kind of give up on it. And Sarah, she's a salon owner, so she owns a salon in LA and knows a lot about beauty. So what she actually inspired me to look at is my adoration of bodies, and I'm a body worker, and I really see the beauty in bodies, and it was a really cool experience for me to look at it from a different way. And that's really when we started to get a sense of what I Am Beauty was. It's not a makeup class. It's not how to look perfect class. It's about the beauty of the body and the beauty of the being coming together and celebrating each other and having that convergence communion. Okay, so then we started to brainstorm and come up with what was possible, and we stayed up late, like night after night, creating this 30-day challenge on Facebook that we thought was going to, you know, maybe we're going to get like a couple hundred people, like maybe if we're lucky, and then maybe like a few of those people will choose something with us. Well, in about 3 days, we had over 1,000.
Wow.
And we were like, whoa. Very surprising. And, you know, all sorts of people that were already playing with the Access Consciousness tools, people that have never heard of it before, salon owners, beauty specialists, all doing this challenge with us. And we made a commitment to really engage with every single person willing to be vulnerable enough to post. So in this challenge, you have a challenge every day to post a photo or a video of you. And different things, like a photo of your nose or a photo of your legs, or write a letter to your teenage child about body image. And so that in that commitment to like engage with every single post, every single person, these are in 3 days, like it became 1,500, it became 2,000 by the 2 weeks, posts every day continuously. Something started to be cultivated in this group that I had never seen before. And that was this energy of tribe that somehow snuck in with I Am Beauty. Like they became a communion with each other, that you could celebrate beauty, celebrate yourself, be vulnerable, be courageous, and have a tribe there to welcome you and to welcome and to celebrate your beauty too. It was just so different and so exquisite. So that's kind of how it came to be. And then it became a class and it became a whole bunch of things.
Wow, that's awesome. And I remember, I actually remember that launch. I was part of it, but I was part of it actually, truthfully, a little loosely. I was like, there was a few days I posed, but I definitely didn't do the whole 30 days. But inside of that, I remember like, yeah, like you said, the idea of tribe, like that was one of the things I loved the most about it, was this like sense of everybody having your back. And like, yeah, if you posted a vulnerable picture, like how many people chimed in and went, oh, that's beautiful, that's amazing. Or, you know, I remember, and I don't remember her name, but I was really inspired by the girl who finally did a bikini shoot, and she actually had a bag, I don't know, for her on her tummy, you know, the one that's inserted surgically.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
And like that, her willingness to just say, oh, this is me. And I have to deal with this every day. And, but the beauty in her seeing that not as a flaw, but as a gift, and being willing to also share it with all of us. That was just, it was so moving. And I just loved how much everybody just stepped in for everybody. It's quite a beautiful thing that you guys created.
Thank you.
So what are some of the things, that was one of the things, but what are some of the things that you saw as a miracle, or that the magic that came out of that for some people?
Yeah, it was really surprising, I think, for both Sarah and I. Some of the feedback we got a lot of private messages. Some people.
Yay! Yeah. Hey, Sarah's here.
Hi guys.
Hi Sarah.
Hi guys. Don't let me interrupt. Go ahead.
We were actually just talking about some of the miracles we saw in the 30-day challenge. Do you have any?
I have lots, but why don't you? You were in the middle of a sentence, so why don't you continue?
I was just saying that we got a lot of feedback and a lot of personal, like private messages about what it changed for people.
Yeah. I thought the greatest miracle is not one like that was landed in like one body with one person, but it was more the way people came together and the oneness that was created by something on social media from people who had never even met each other before. And that showed itself to be like what then withstood the test of time and asked us to do more with the content and not leave it just as a social media project.
Awesome. So would you be willing to tell us a little bit about that? Like, what did you guys do from after the social media project?
Take it, Cassie.
So then we got, okay, let's do a like a class. We'll see if people actually want to get together live and do this. So we did an intro class. It was supposed to be 2 hours, but ended up being four. And we did that for a little bit. Every time we did a foundation class, we would do an I Am Beauty taster class, and it just kept growing. And there was like, and we knew we could go further and deeper and further and deeper. So then we locked ourselves in a hotel room together. and we wrote a 2-day manual to partner with the intro and started to facilitate that. And it was so cool to see where something already like goes beyond your wildest dreams and then it does it again.
Shouldn't every day be like that?
Yes.
Our lives be like that?
Yeah, so we've been facilitating that class around the world now. We just did one in India and a couple months ago. It was so beautiful. And what else is possible?
Yeah, and I've actually been around and heard people talking about like how much that class and even just the Facebook Live has changed their lives. So thank you guys for creating that, and what a gift. It's interesting that actually our topic today is the beauty of contribution. And to me, you guys totally exude that. You live that. You are that. And but could you say a little bit more for our listeners that might be like, well, I don't, like you, Cassie, like, I don't know that about anything about beauty, or what does it mean to be the beauty and a contribution?
Sarah, you go.
I can go. well, I think first is to get people to start to untell all the lies they've told themselves or bought about what beauty is, because beauty in this reality is just labels and definitions and boxes that we put ourselves and others in. And it really is sad in the way that it creates separation. You being on the planet in a body is beauty. You acknowledging yourself as a gift is beauty. And when you start to get that, all of those, like I said before, the labels, the definitions, the lies, the boxes, the separation starts to melt away. And that's when we get to that yummy space of what's possible with oneness and being a contribution to each other by just being the beauty of you.
So is this something that came naturally to you too, or is this something that you also had to develop and change for yourselves?
Cass, are you going?
I like naturally just seeing the beauty of me, definitely not. I actually was, you know, I gave up on trying to be beautiful. I had tried to get it right. I saw the magazines, I saw what I was supposed to look like, and I just didn't look like that. And I struggled with that through teenage years. I struggled with that even after I started to kind of think I was getting it right, kind of, you know, after college. And then I remember being so inspired. I watched this music video with this beautiful woman, and she had the weirdest hair. And I was like, you know what? That's beautiful to me. I'm like that. Like I'm like, I'm done. I'm done trying to be this mold of what I'm supposed to look like. And also within that, in my consciousness journey, I was working on acknowledging the beauty of me as a being. So when they kind of came together at the same time and like fell into place through my work with Access, through looking at these things, but also exploring different possibilities that were outside of the norm, is where I started to acknowledge my own personal beauty. But I think I always saw it in other people.
Yeah, my journey was like almost the opposite of that. I was always projected at as like the pretty one, or and I don't even know if we've ever had this conversation on a show before. I'm like, wow, it's so awesome. Cause I just looked at that for the first time. And it was, I was raised next door to a cousin who was like 6 weeks younger, and I was the tall, thin one. She was the short, chubby one. I always excelled at whatever I chose that I wanted to choose or whatever. And so I had this like, projection of beauty that wasn't actually me. It was like the label that everybody wanted me to be. And through playing with I Am Beauty and the tools of Access Consciousness, I've actually been able to uncover what beauty is for me and what I want to be with my beauty, rather than trying to live up to that label and that projection of what everybody else defined me to be as their version of what is beautiful. And even to say that right now, Venus, like, thank you for this space, because I was like, wow, how, I don't know that I've been very public about saying, oh yeah, like I've grown up as the pretty one. 'Cause even in that energy, there's like a shame. There's like a, you're not supposed to say that. People will like separate from you, play it down, be small. Don't talk about your beauty is that side of the fence. And what if it's all bullshit? I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but what if it's all crap? You know, it really is, because what Cass and I have similar is I was always seeing people past, and I've known this since I was a kid. I had a capacity to see past those outer layers and those lies, and I saw the being. And Cassie has that dynamically too. Mm-hmm. And we just had to work on getting the way that we see ourselves out of our way so that we can contribute that to others.
Mm. Beautiful. And so what were some of the tools or the ways that you did that for yourselves first?
You know, part of it was like, I'd done a lot of work. So with the Access Consciousness, you really look at the lies and the judgments, the projections, and you kind of clear that stuff. And so as I started like down that journey, a lot started to change for me. But I would have to actually credit the I Am Beauty for really where I am today. The being in that energy with people. And like, it's hard not to start to be that for you. You almost, you know, you have to start to be that, and to walk people through, like, you know, that moment when they were a child and their grandparent told them that they were ugly or fat, and to walk them through that, and to really like invite people dynamically and presently to see the beauty of their body, but also their being together. You start to have that show up for yourself. Just by accident. For me, anyways.
Great. And Sarah, I want to hear from you, but we actually have to take a short break, so we'll get you on the other side.
Awesome.
Best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Who said life had to be hard and disempower you? What if all of life really could come to you with ease and joy? What if everything you saw as a wrongness of you was actually one of your greatest strengths? What if you could wake up every morning with a newfound sense of empowerment? Join Venus Castleberg to discover a world of infinite possibilities. Every weekday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific, Morning Musings goes live on the Venus Castleberg CF Facebook page. What magic can we create every day?
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. With me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hello and welcome back. I'm here with Cassie and Sarah, and we're talking about the beauty of contribution. And right before the break, I asked you both, what tools and processes did you use to kind of change your point of view about yourself? And Sarah?
I'm sorry, Venus. I think that she got dropped again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. cool. So what would you say when somebody is saying, okay, I just don't see myself as beautiful, I can't see what you can see, what would you recommend for them?
Yeah, okay.
Where to start?
I love that you say that. At the end of our intro manual, we have a I Am Beauty starter kit. Nice. You know how, like, if you're trying a new product, you kind of have a starter kit to check it out?
Yeah.
So we have, like, 5 steps in there. But one thing I would definitely recommend would to be to look at what did you buy beauty is. Mm-hmm. So you could do this exercise. You could actually, like, look in the mirror, look at a photo of yourself, or do it, if that's a little too confronting to start, you could just do it on your own and then work your way towards doing it in a mirror.
Right.
And so with the tools of Access Consciousness, we actually kind of clear away energies. I don't know if you go into that too much on this show, but.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, great. So you just do clearing statements? Okay, yep. Great. So, okay, let's go then.
Sweet.
So you could do this exercise where you're either on your own or looking in the mirror and being with your body and everything that you decided beauty is. Yay, she's back.
Yay.
That was awesome.
Welcome back. We're so glad to
have you. I'm just giving them an exercise to start playing with clearing judgments of their beauty.
I love that. Continue on. Don't let me interrupt.
So then you could just actually start to clear out the judgments, everything I decided that beauty is that really isn't. And start to clear it out, right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine charts, boys and meons. And start to, there's an exercise that actually Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane here have recommended where you can ask to see yourself through the eyes of someone that doesn't judge you. Mm. And Sarah has a really cool story about that. Do you want to share it? It's so good.
I hope it's the story you're thinking about, but so I think we might all do this, and maybe it was just me, but I kind of think there might have been at least one or two other people that do this. Like, you get undressed to go into the shower, and you'll walk by the mirror and you take, you know, a little glance. And when we were doing the I Am Beauty challenge, I started to become aware that when I would do that glance, it was to see what was wrong, like what I didn't like about my body. Standing there totally in the nude flesh, looking, I never looked to see what I loved about my body. I would look and see, oh, is that thing still there? Is that, you know, cellulite still there? Is that, you know, whatever I was judging. And I was like, wow, it's so insidious, because it was like those refined little judgments that just sneak in your passing thoughts about yourself. Mm-hmm. And so one day when we were doing the 30-day challenge, I caught myself and I said, okay, I'm going to stop here. I closed my eyes and I said, I'm going to ask to see myself through the eyes of someone who doesn't judge me. And funny enough, the first person that popped was my brother, Dr. Dane here. And I'm not, he hasn't seen me naked. So it was like a very, it was very interesting, but that was, because, you know, judgment is also good judgment. So like I had said earlier, you know, those good judgments lock us in a lot harder sometimes because we want to get rid of the bad ones, but the good ones we want to hold on to. So, I had to look from a bigger space than say somebody who adores my body. That doesn't mean somebody doesn't judge it. And so I said, okay, I closed my eyes and I pulled up
the energy of my brother, and I actually saw his face, saw him looking back at me, and in that moment opened my eyes, and it was as if like these glasses of judgment that I had been seeing my body from and through for decades were just lifted off. Like literally the skin on my rear end that I judged for having dimples in it was smooth.
Wow.
It was incredible. And I just stood there and wept and couldn't believe that my point of view about my body, it was true that it was creating my body.
Mm. Wow. That's a very powerful one. Thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember years ago, it's similar, but you know how people have said over the years, they're like, you know, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything at all. Mm. So I got to this point with myself that I couldn't see myself in the mirror without judging myself. So I just stopped looking at myself in the mirror. So I don't know that avoidance was really the answer, but it did help me change my focus. So I was like, okay, I obviously can't say anything nice about myself right now, so I'm not going to put myself in that situation. What are some other ways maybe people could do that? Like, that's I love that tool. And maybe another tool of like, okay, so I can't seem to see past the judgments. You know, what else can I choose here? What else can I be here?
Yeah. Cassie, do you want to talk about the interesting point of view tool and the...
Yeah. Yeah. So thanks. So another tool you could use is to actually, and again, use a mirror, use a photograph. You could even just look down at parts of your body and be with that judgment for a minute. And so this is an access consciousness tool, and you could say out loud, you could say it in your head, whatever works for you, and you just say, interesting point of view, I have that point of view. Interesting point of view, I have that point of view. So whatever it is that you're judging about your body or your beauty, interesting point of view, I have that point of view, and you just keep repeating it, and what you'll notice is the energy will start to break up, and then you might actually see that judgment dissolve before your eyes, or you get to a place where you have no point of view about it. And that's when your body is capable of changing, when you've unlocked it from the point of view that you've created your body from. So it doesn't necessarily, if there's something that you want to change about your body, that's okay too. But when you're locking yourself into a judgment or a rejection of your body, that's when you're really limiting what's possible for you. And you could take that one step further. We actually had this man participate in one of our, just an intro class, and we gave him the starter kit, like I had mentioned, and he had used the interesting point of view tool, but he also used a tool that we give in class where you actually, you say, I am beauty. So you look at that thing that you're judging about your body, and you say, I am beauty. Mm-hmm. I am beauty. I am beauty. I am beauty. And He had a lot of shame about his body. He used to be, he used to go to the gym. He like really did bodybuilding, and he had striven to have like the greatest body, and then had some stuff had shown up in his life and had gained a lot of weight, and he hated his body. He really was shameful about it. So after using these tools for a little while, he posted half naked photos of himself on Facebook because he just actually fell in love with the lines of his body and the beauty of his body in a way that he actually didn't think was possible. So yeah, anything's possible with these tools.
That's amazing. Beautiful. And I love what you guys say too, because beauty, it is like unraveling all of these beliefs and stories that people, projections even, that we've had our whole lives, that this is what beauty is. I mean, I remember when, like, size zero, it's still kind of in the fashion realm, but it's not, that used to be like all models across the board. Do you remember when that changed, when they started to like put people in with real bodies and, you know, in whatever size and shape they were, into advertising and into movies even, and like, you didn't have to be perfect, or their idea of what perfect was. But that was such a gift because it was like, okay, we're all perfect in our own way, you know, but it doesn't come from the comparison thing. So how do you get out of that habit of comparing?
I'm so glad you brought that up because one of the things that we saw with I Am Beauty start to show up is the opposite side of that spectrum that you mentioned and the then body shaming of the size zeros, or the like, they're like, basically you had to like pick a team, you had to pick a side, you had to decide whether you were excited to see the air quotes real bodies, the real girls out there, but these other women who were gifted these type of bodies are real as well. But what happens is in order to take our own stance for our own beauty, we think we have to be against something else. We have to be against something that doesn't look like us. We have to stand and, you know, hold the flag of another cause. And what if it's putting the flags down? What if it's stopping the march? What if it's standing in front of another body that looks different than yours and acknowledging its beauty as well, that allows you to start having gratitude for the beauty of your body, and that the diversity and the fact that we're not all different is what's beautiful. And the fact that like this society has a way with magazine covers, billboards, movies, like you said, you know, social media, every TV show you've ever watched since you were a kid, you know, of telling you that here's the pretty girl and here's how she gets the guy, or here's the hot guy and here's how he gets the girl, or girl, or guy. I don't have a point of view about that, but just, and then you get to decide whether you're going to grow into that type of body as you grow up. You get to decide whether you're going to get the hot guy or the great job or get to do the things, you know, that the people who are deemed beautiful by this reality, but who gets to decide what that was? We just all bought into something that told us that this is what is beautiful. This is what is like symmetrical. So that's more beautiful. But if you start to drop the lies and untell the stories and start to just get that the diversity and the uniqueness is what makes us beautiful and it's actually also what brings us together, then we can change everything, like social injustice, racial separation, like all the things. Like if you want me to go get on a soapbox and talk, it'll be about this because to me this is
the
part
thing?
this is where I start to bully bullies, but it's about that's where this separate that the snap judgments that we do of one another are often from the outer appearance. So if I don't know anything about you, your past, your family, your job, or anything, I look at you, and that would be your aesthetic, your beauty, what you're wearing, where you're walking, your skin color, your whatever, your body type, and then make a snap judgment about you, like the one I was doing for me getting in the shower, right? Not even knowing I'm doing it, but I would make a snap, and this me and everybody else on the planet, but then that's where we choose the amount of intimacy we're willing to have, and the amount of vulnerability we're willing to have with another, the amount of oneness we're willing to choose. And so if you start to pull apart this stuff with beauty, the oneness that's shown up in these classes is like something I've never experienced before, and what a lot of people in classes have never experienced before, because people are trying to fix themselves from the inside out, but what if it's the whole package and actually acknowledging the outside that will fix the in?
Mm. Wow, that's beautifully put.
Thank you.
As she steps down from her soapbox.
No, it was great because it really is inviting people to go, okay, there's something else possible here. You know, I named the show Outside the Impossible because I believe everything is possible. But we have to kind of look at things differently. We have to have a different point of view. We have to see things differently. And yes, I mean, like, if it's light for you, work on the inside. But, like, it is about recognizing that you're beautiful inside and out exactly the way you are and exactly the way you're not. Mm-hmm. So what is your guys' target together with the I Am Beauty movement?
World domination. we would really... both Sarah and I would really love to see this in schools. We would really love to,
wow.
You know, like I talked a little bit about my teenage self, and even before teenage, like I was very young when I started to judge my body and my beauty. And also for boys too, I have two little boys. My oldest he's 9, but last year, being an 8-year-old, we had a lot of stuff come up about his grandparents were calling him fat, and he was really judging his body. And there's not a lot of, there's tools kind of to like, there's a certain amount of anti-bullying tools out there, but none that kind of go to the other side of like celebrating, claiming, owning, acknowledging your body, acknowledging your beauty. The focus seems to be directed at how do we stop these people from the meanness, from the projections, from the unkindness. So what do we need to do to stop that, to separate that, to protect like these victims? And what we would like to do is flip it. And like, what could we do to empower the kids so much, and that they would be in such claiming and acknowledging of their own beauty that those other people that want to bully don't stand a chance.
Go ahead. No. Sorry, I thought you were. I was just gonna say, and also the bullies. Like the bullies won't even want to bully if they're claiming and only acknowledging.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Wonderful. I actually would love to talk a little bit more about this subject, but we're going to take another short break, and we will be right back after these messages.
Best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
The student asks the teacher, "How do I experience transformation?" The teacher replies, "When the student is ready to receive deeper answers, the student then asks, 'How do I know what deeper questions to ask?' And the teacher replies, 'When the student decides to commit to a practice inviting transformation, level 2 questions will be revealed.'" Hi, I'm Tomas Garza, and as a teacher and host, I'm inviting listeners to enroll in the Mastery of Transformation by joining me on Decide to Transform, your bridge to Level 2 Answers, Tuesdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, on Om Times Radio.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Awesome. Welcome back, everyone. I'm here with Cassie and Sarah, and we're talking about beauty as a contribution. And Sarah, you said something right before the break. I really wanted you to go into that a little bit more. Like, what do you mean this would benefit the bullies too?
Well, I was commenting on what Cassie was, where she was going with all of that, where the empowerment goes, and what she had touched on that I wanted to highlight was that a lot of the campaigns that I see, or we see, like in schools and I'm sure most of your listeners are aware of, is the anti-bullying campaign. So it's making the bully out to be the anti. And really, that's just another little kid or teenager, or actually there are adult bullies too, who just have never had a sense of self either. And they also, you know, go on the prowl, go on the attack, so they don't have to actually expose their insecurities. And so this is more of an anti-bullying campaign, which would go in and put its arms around the young people who have never been empowered for their value either. So they choose to take their power by harming other people or making other people feel small. So when you're truly being you and you're acknowledging the beauty of you, you don't have to actually go steal that from anybody else.
Right. Wonderful. And how do you guys see this being a part of the school system, or would you like to see it be a part of the school system?
Well, Cassie had asked me to tell the story about what had happened with my daughter, so this might be a great time because it happened at school. So my daughter Talia had been diagnosed with vitiligo. And so it's the white spots on, for those who aren't familiar, it's the white spots on the skin where your skin loses pigment. And it wasn't in an inconspicuous place. It was right on her face and down the side of her neck. And when this diagnosis came through, I'm going to admit, even as the co-creator of I Am Beauty, I went into a bit of a mommy freak out and did everything I could to pock and pod my points of view and move those through so that I could be space for her to be whatever she wanted to be and show up with as this. I even called Dane and said, hey, do you have any clearings that I could run or any body process? He said, Sarah, I think she likes this and she might change the world with it. And I was like, oh, okay. So it was over the summer, and the dermatologist had given her some medicine and some creams to put on. And shortly after, she came to me and said, Mom, I don't want to take the medicine anymore and I don't want to put on this cream. And again, me taking deep breaths, I'm like, okay. And I just want to make sure it was like a true choice of hers. So I asked her a few questions and she seemed really like to have her knowing about it. I said, okay, then you don't have to. And I didn't know if I was making the worst decision ever as a mom, because they said if, you know, you did these things, like her pigment could come back, or if I was empowering her. But I just had to be space. And so the first day of school came and she went to school, and I walked her in, and again, trying so hard not to project that she has anything to worry about, but I, you know, just empowered her again and picked her up after school and was waiting to hear how people had made fun of her. And she didn't tell me any stories, but I didn't ask. I didn't like put that in her head that someone was going to. So be aware of that, parents. So if you're worried about wanting to protect your kids, don't put fear in their world. So she came home. It was a few days. And then finally she came home and she said, Mom, someone talked to me about my vitiligo today. I said, oh, really? I said, well, what are you telling people, Talia? And she said, well, if they're my friends, I tell them one thing. And if they're not my friends, I tell them something else. I said, okay, well, what do you tell your friends? She said, what do you tell your people that aren't your friends? She goes, well, I tell them that it's just a thing. And I was like, okay. And she goes, and I said, one of the ones that are your friends, she said, I tell them it's like a skin thing. I was like, wow. Okay. So she just like, she had no significance of it. And then she tells me that, you know, Mom, after being in the I Am Beauty class this summer, she said, I realize that I get to wake up every day and look in the mirror and not know what I'm going to look like. And who else gets to say that they get to do that? Because vitiligo moves and you never know what shape it's going to be in from one day to the next sometimes. And she thinks it's so exciting and it makes her super unique. And I was like, wow. So come to find out, her teacher calls me one day and says, she said, I just want to share this thing that I just witnessed with your daughter. I've never seen anything like it. She said there was a boy that was picking on her and he was doing anything he could to get under her skin. So talking up, like, and I'm wondering why a teacher was standing within earshot for this for an amount of time. But anyways, she said he was digging at her for her artwork. He was digging at her for her clothes. He said, and then when he didn't get the response that he wanted and the defense out of her, he went for like the jugular, and he said, something about her vitiligo. And the teacher said she stood there so present and so calm, without tears or emotions of, you know, being broken in any way, looked at this boy and said, "My vitiligo is what makes me unique. Why don't you go find out what makes you unique instead of standing here and picking on me?" And the kid just turned and walked away. And she didn't have, it's like she didn't even have the ill will towards him. She didn't have to hit back. She actually empowered him with a possibility. And what I got also was never separated from him. And he had nowhere to go from there. And I think that's what's actually possible when we empower our kids, that they can actually even start to empower others.
That's, wow, that's a beautiful story. Thank you so much. And I, you know, you guys have both said this numerous times throughout our show today, and I'd love for you to speak a little bit more about it. Like, there's the I Am Beauty movement has this oneness that isn't separation. And could you speak a little bit more about that?
Yeah. it's really, I mean, Sarah talked a bit about it. Like, it's like we use beauty aesthetic to separate. And what we realized is that if we all acknowledge that we have a body, like that's, we have something in common. We chose a body. And also that, and that consciousness shows us that we are all in communion in some way. We are all, we can perceive someone's, and you guys have all had this. You've been able to walk into a room and know if someone's going through something, whether you see them or not, whether you see like a facial expression, you can notice that energy. And Sarah had shared with Talia, like not separating from that boy, she didn't make him wrong because they were in that moment in it together and both in choice. So if you start to acknowledge that you have these awarenesses, that how could you possibly know what's going on for someone when you walk in a room if you weren't connected to them in some way? How many of you have had moments where, you know something, like you're like, whoa, what's wrong? Like you just have a hit and a best friend or a loved one tells you that something happened. Like we have these little whispers of the awareness of oneness, but we don't often lower our barriers to actually acknowledge that it's true. And the beauty of seeing that tribe in that 30-day challenge and seeing those people from all over the world, like not even English being some of their first language, and to like join together, not because there was a devastation that required people to, you know, we've seen that happen in war, we've seen that happen in need, but it was from a space of just tribe, of coming together to acknowledge someone else's courage, someone else's body, someone else's beauty, and to be willing to receive that, it showed me a greater sense of oneness, truly, that I even knew was possible. And it becomes a little undeniable.
And it, correct me if I'm pretty sure you guys are actually doing this again in January, correct?
I think, is it February now, Sarah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. We needed a little more time for translated.
That's
graphics,
okay. Yeah. Okay. Cool. So, but you're gonna do another Facebook campaign for I Am Beauty starting February 1st.
Yes. And anyone can join. It's totally free. It's totally fun.
That's awesome. Yes. It's life changing, really, folks. I attest to it. Changed everything for me a few years ago when you guys first did it. So what other things do you have going on coming up? Other classes? Yeah. What magic are you guys creating out there?
Well, we have in February, we'll be in Brazil. I think that's the 11th. Yeah, the 11th and the 12th. We'll be in Sao Paulo, Brazil for a smush together two and a half day, right, Cassie?
Yeah.
We're doing we had to get creative with timing. So we're doing a taster in the morning from like 9 to 11, and then going to lunch and coming back and doing, starting the 2 day. So that'll be the 11th and the 12th. So if you're going to be in Sao Paulo, Brazil in February, come play with us. And then I know we have the other for sure booking is Denver in May in Colorado. So those are the two big ones that are moving right now, but we have some other places playing as well that I think we still need to confirm on, right, Cass?
Yeah, and both of those will be live streamed, so if going to Brazil is difficult for you or it's too warm and beautiful, you can always live stream it. And what that looks like is getting on your computer and logging into a video platform, and you get to interact with us and still ask questions and still receive the manual and the change.
Beautiful. And is that's right up next to Global Foundation, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you guys are in Sao Paulo for Global Foundation, you can also do I Am Beauty while you're there. How does it get better than that?
Yeah.
I love that. And do you have the dates for May? I'd love for Denver.
I'm going to look. You guys talk.
Awesome. Okay, cool. So how can, I know I Am Beauty is actually a Facebook group. Anybody can join. It's free. It's going to launch again February 1st. How else can people find you, learn more about what you're up to, see your class schedules, stuff like that?
The dates for me is May 1st through 3rd. And that's in Denver, Colorado. And you can find both of us on our Access Consciousness profiles, Sarah Grandinetti and Cassie Summers. And I believe, Cassie, can't they just look under special topics on accessconsciousness.com? And
yep.
I Am Beauty is there. There's I Am Beauty the Movement on Facebook. And you can also just search hashtag I Am Beauty and find our cute faces on it.
That's awesome. So if you were to, thank you, is there anything else? Do you guys have websites?
We do have a website, but we are under construction. We wanted to revamp it, awesome. Rebrand
okay.
it.
Cool. Well, we'll keep our eyes out for that. So thank you for that. So if you were to, like, really have our listeners get something about beauty, the beauty of contribution, what would you like them to hear today?
I would say that their beauty is a contribution, and being willing to acknowledge that is probably the first step, is when you start to acknowledge that your beauty, your unique brand of beauty, you claim your brand and acknowledge that there's no one else like you. That's when you really start to step into the contribution that you truly can be, not from proving, not from defending, but from total allowance of you getting to be all of you. That's the greatest contribution that any of us can be to each other. And Cassie, yeah. I'd love for you to add to that.
Yeah. So part of that is, like, you know, sometimes you see a sunset, like, it's so gorgeous, it's so beautiful, and it's different. Every sunset is different. And that can, if you allow it, it will actually contribute massively to your body and to your day. Like, it can uplift you, it can inspire you. And that is what I see as possible with the beauty of a body and a being together, is actually to inspire people to be a nurturance. I look at so like my children, for example, are so beautiful. And there's these moments where just laying my eyes on them nurtures me in my body. Mm-hmm. And so what if, and this might be a little unbelievable for some people, but what if that is actually you too? What if your beauty is nurturing to other people?
Wow, that's beautiful.
And that, yeah, that's a possibility that I would love more people to be able to acknowledge about themselves and about their miraculous bodies and beings that have come together to play on this planet.
Wonderfully said. So how would you say for both of you that this I Am Beauty movement changed your lives personally?
Oh, wow.
you got two minutes.
Okay, I'll take one of them. She can take the other.
Okay.
I would say that
the biggest thing for me is gratitude. Gratitude for me, gratitude for my beautiful body, gratitude for the gift that I get to be in the planet, gratitude for this beautiful woman that I get to create with, gratitude for the people who've chosen the change. And the sneaky thing about gratitude is that with gratitude, you can't have judgment. So as you start to step into more gratitude for you, your beauty, the life that you get to live, the fact that you have a body, period, the judgment starts to seep out and you end up with more space, more of you, and more possibilities to create your life with. And so for me, like to sit in gratitude every day and look at all that has been created from I Am Beauty and what will be created has changed me tremendously.
That's awesome. Yes. I would also say for me, very similar to that, and I've been inspired to know that others can have this too. Like where I would see the beauty, like even growing up with my mom, I thought she was so beautiful, such a beautiful person, and her body, I thought it was so beautiful, and she judged her body daily. And so that was very, very confusing as a child to be like, oh, but that's, so if that's not beautiful and the, oh, we're out of time. And hang on that cliffhanger, guys, for next show.
Awesome. And again, guys, if you'd like to join them, they have the I Am Beauty Movement on Facebook and watch for them live somewhere around the world. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies. It was wonderful.
Thank you. Adore you both.
Thank you.
You too.